This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. Jesus Christ, who arose from the dead, is identified as the firstborn among many brothers in Romans 8:29. What does that title signify? Some might think it refers to Jesus as the first to experience resurrection into the eternal state. Though that is true, I don't believe it is what is referred to here. Firstborn is a title referring to a position of honor or preeminence. The firstborn was recognized as unique and as having a unique position among brothers. The commentator Alford says that he might be shown, acknowledged to be, and glorified as the Son of God, preeminent among those who are by adoption through him sons of God. This is the further end of our election as regards Christ, his glorification in us as our elder brother and head. This actually leads to another point made by Paul. Jesus Christ is also co-heir with his brothers. Though he, as firstborn, has a place of honor, he is not arrogant or proud or self-centered. In Hebrews 2:11 it says, Jesus is not ashamed to call them brothers. He knows who he is. He also knows who we are. I don't consider myself worthy of the honor of being so identified with Jesus Christ. Just think of it. I am a co-heir with Christ. What does that mean? It does not mean I am equal to Christ. He is eternal. I am not. I had a beginning. He is infinite. I am not. He has no limits. I do. He is God the Son. I am a son of God. He is the firstborn. I am a brother. But he freely shares with me what is rightfully his and takes delight in my entering into his inheritance. Praise be to God the Son.